And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Art Barn School for Art, Amy Navratakis, who's the executive director there. And she's going to talk about the event coming up called the 7th Annual Art Blitz. It's on September 16th. It'll be running 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And, of course, that's always located 695 North 400 East in Valparaiso. Amy, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so very much.
Hi, Esther. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Glad to have you back. Well, it's an exciting time again. You're coming up, and it's kind of something that people look forward to. I guess it's not technically fall at that point, but as we're getting into fall. So tell us about what's different this year about Art Blitz and what people can expect.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of things that are very similar, but there will probably be a few new art projects, and we have a new food vendor this year, and some of our stage acts are going to be different. So we're pretty excited. I think that...
Yeah, live demos and art making and hands-on
art activities. Yeah, so like we are going to have demos by some of our ceramic art instructors. So they're going to kind of show off kind of how things are done in the ceramic studio. But one of the new things that we have for people to do that relate to the ceramic studio, just because clay is a little difficult because there's a process involved and some of it takes time. If you do it all in the same day, there's no time for the clay to like dry and get it glazed and go through the kiln and all that, right? So we have some pots that have already been bisque fired, and we're offering people an opportunity to either paint those pots or to put some glaze on them. And then we'll fire them after the festival and they'll have to come back and pick them up. But that's sort of a new thing that we're doing. So we're doing a lot of demonstrations, and then there's the art activities.
And music this year?
The music this year, let's see, we have someone named Norman Basile who's going to come and perform. The Hoosier Recruits are returning. They're an 8-piece band, and they support the Old Time Dance organization in the area, and they're a lot of fun, and they perform, and people are encouraged to get up and dance and be a part of it. Eric Lambert and Char are going to be here. So we're excited. They're really great. They do a lot of really wonderful covers, and they're very friendly and just beautiful, wonderful people. Robert Barthel is going to play, as well as Tim Round. So I think that's going to be our lineup. Ooh,
wow. Yeah. What about food?
Food, we have Butter and Grace. So they have been to quite a few festivals. It's a food truck, and they have all kinds of delicious opportunities. I think they're kind of known for their fried pickles, but they're going to have a lot of different options, everything from, like a meal that you can order to desserts. But they do a really nice job.
Yeah, one of the things that's famous there is chair painting. Are you still going to have chair painting going on?
Yes, of course we're going to have chair painting. The chair painting is really a lot of fun. So, people can either collaborate on a chair that's being painted on that day along with other people, or if you want to take a chair home, we do charge a little higher, activity ticket price for that. But you can, work on the chair, and if you don't finish it, at the festival, you can always finish it up at home. But we have got a lot of little chairs for first come, first serve if people want them.
And, of course, you have your resident wildlife there that people can always take a look at.
Yes, we do. We have we are planning to have unicorn sightings again this year. So I think we've got three sightings planned if we can wrangle our unicorn and get her ready for everybody. But that's always a huge
hit. She wants to cooperate.
Yes. But she's very patient with us, and but she's
like, oh no, that time of year again.
Yes. But our unicorn is very popular among the younger set, so that's a lot of fun.
And of course you have stuff for all ages, like face painting and things like that. Mm-hmm. But you also have some themes. Well, of course the sunflowers will be in bloom, I think, by then.
They should be. That's the plan.
Knock wood, you know, and everything. But you also have some things that are related to like wildlife art projects and something with the Shirley Hines Land Trust that you're doing.
Yeah. So that's great. I'm glad you mentioned our partners. So Shirley Hines Land Trust is one of our partners during the year. And we invite them out to have a booth. And, you know, they also, you know, they work with us on guided hikes or, you know, helping people to sort of identify plants in our gardens and that kind of thing. So they're sort of on site to kind of talk a little bit about their mission too, but how things cross relate. We also are having Humane Indiana coming as well, and assuming they've got animal ambassadors that are ready, that we'll have some ambassadors on site as well. Aww. So that's always exciting.
Well, we're in our last minute here. I noticed that you're doing only one day this year as opposed to 2 days. That way you can pack more stuff in. Is that a decision? And then tell us a little bit about dates, times, how people can find you.
Yes. So, we are just one day. People can find us at artbarnschool.org. And if you have any questions or anything like that, you can always call us at 219-462-9009. But it's going to be a fantastic day. It's free to get in, free to park. And we really hope that you'll bring out your families and have a wonderful kind of time experiencing art at Art Barn.
Well, we appreciate you. It's Amy Navardakis, the executive director at Art Barn School of Art, 7th Annual Art Blitz, September 16th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 695 North 400 East in Valparaiso. Amy, thank you so much for coming on Art of the Year and sharing.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy.
And a spotlight extra. Lakeshore Community Concerts, second concert of their 2024-25 season, will present the nationally acclaimed pianist, composer, entertainer, and speaker, Jason Lyle Black, with his lively concert, 100 Hits of the Stage and Screen, on Sunday, September 22nd at 2 p.m. at Highland High School's Monbeck Auditorium. Individual tickets are still available at lakeshoreconcerts.org or by calling 219-932-9795. 219-932-9795. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.